Illegal Aliens to Get Early Release After Killing Americans in Hit and Runs. By John Binder on March 22, 2019. Two illegal aliens who killed two Americans in separate hit-and-run crashes last year will each be eligible for early release after 14 months to 5 years of serving prison time. Illegal alien Neri Damian Cruz Carmano, as Breitbart News reported, pleaded guilty this month after killing 26-year-old Jamar Beach in a North Carolina hit-and-run crash. Cruz Carmano was driving drunk at the time. The judge overseeing the case handed down the maximum sentence of 20 to 33 months in prison. The illegal alien, though, will be eligible for early release from prison after just 14 months of his sentence for the death of Beach. Now, Beach's family is fighting to ensure that Cruz Carmano is quickly deported if released from prison at any time. He had no business here in the first place and he should not have been operating a vehicle, Beach's mother, Cameo Robinson, told local media. He didn't have a license. So, therefore, he's being treated better than the citizen who's been killed. He gets to go home with his two children. He goes home to his wife. My grandson, he doesn't have a father, Robinson said. I'm going to encourage deportation because he has no business here, Robinson said. Now that he's committed this horrendous crime, he definitely doesn't deserve to be in America. Because if he wanted to be in America, he would have come legally. Meanwhile, Cruz Carmano's defense attorney said the illegal alien was merely trying to make a better life for himself by living in the U.S. illegally. In another deadly hit-and-run case last year, illegal alien Miguel A. Ibarracherta, from Mexico, was sentenced to only 5 to 15 years in prison for killing 14-year-old Justin Lee, who was riding his bike at the time in Wixom County, Michigan. Cherta pleaded guilty to killing Lee in the crash and for failing to stop at the scene of the crime. In 5 years, the illegal alien will be eligible for release from prison. Lee's mother told the court in December that she has cried out to God many times, "Why did you take my son away from me?" since the killing of her teenage son. "God tells me he understands how I feel," Patty Warner Lee said. "This is a sacrifice to cover our sins so we can leave the earth eternally in Christ." In the case of 22-year-old Pierce Corcoran, who was allegedly killed in a hit-and-run crash by an illegal alien in Tennessee days before New Year's Eve, there has been a similar pattern of leniency, according to the Corcoran family. No felony charges for entering in the first place, killing Pierce, driving uninsured and without a license, a sibling of Pierce's wrote. What an insult to my brother's life. There are about 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S., with experts projecting at least 500,000 illegal aliens to successfully cross through the southern border this year. The overwhelming majority of illegal aliens are never deported from the U.S. after either crossing illegally or overstaying their visas. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.